Discourse 14. This meeting is for a conference, and I would ask you a few questions. First, whether do you think there are extraordinary calls and warnings of God towards this nation at this time? Secondly, if there be, what is the voice of these calls? Thirdly, whether any sort of men, believers, or churches are exempted from attending unto and complying with these calls of God? For there lies a reserve in our hearts. The nation is very wicked. I shall not repeat the sense of the nation. The warning is general to the nation, the body of the people, and God testifies his displeasure against them. Now, the inquiry is, whether there be any rule that we, who profess ourselves believers, and the church, should count ourselves exempted from a particular compliance with these extraordinary calls of God, that they are for others, and not for us. If the scourge slays suddenly, he will laugh at the trial of the innocent. Job 9:23. And the good figs went first into captivity. Fourthly, what have we done hitherto in order to it, that may evidence itself to be an answer to, a compliance with, these calls of God, which we have owned here before the Lord? We have been speaking of it, and it becomes me to judge that we have had good and sincere desires after it. And neither the church, nor anyone in the church, shall have any reflections from me beyond evidence. It becomes me to judge that we have had in ourselves good intentions and sincere endeavors after it, though they have been, it may be, no way suitable or proportionable to the present occasion. And therefore I must say, that, in an eminent and extraordinary manner, as yet we have done nothing. We have not consulted of it yet, what we should do, and what it is in particular that the Lord our God requireth of us, nor declared our designs and intentions for universal compliance with these great calls of God for repentance and turning unto the Lord. I mourn over myself night and day. I mourn over you continually. I do not see that life and vigor and returning unto God, either in our persons or in our church relation, as I could desire. And give me leave to say, from an experience in my own heart, I am jealous over you. We may proceed to consider something of outward duties afterward. But as yet we are not at all come to it, but only to inquire into our hearts what we have done in compliance with these calls of God, in the reformation and change of our hearts, and vigor of spirit in walking with Him. I speak it with all tenderness, that none might take offense. But I do acknowledge to you, that I have not myself attained, nor can I, though I am laboring to bring my heart to that frame which God requireth in us all at this time. I find many obstructions. If you have attained, I shall rejoice in it with all my heart and soul. But if not, help them that are laboring after it. I intend no more at present but this, to settle upon our souls a conviction that we have not as yet answered the calls of God in the heart, for if we have all apprehensions we have complied, the work is at an end. I hope we may in due time go on to consider all the ways and instances whereby we may reform and return unto God. But in the meantime I offer this to you, that unless the foundation of it be laid in a deep and broken sense of our past miscarriages and present frames, and I can see in the church some actings of a renewed spirit with vigor and earnestness to pursue our recovery and return to God, I shall much despond in this thing. But let us be persuaded that we are to lay this foundation. I desire we may agree upon this, that it is our duty to get a deep sense upon our hearts, as the first thing God aims at in His cause, of our past miscarriages, and of our present dead, wretched frame. In comparison of that vigor, liveliness, and activity of grace that ought to be found in us, ought we not to lay the foundation here? If so, then we ought to apply ourselves unto it. It may be, though it be so with some, that they have such a lively, vigorous acting of faith and a deep and humble sense of their past miscarriages, yet it is not so with others. And we are looking for the edification of the whole. And therefore, brethren, do we judge it our present duty to labor to affect our hearts deeply with a sense of our present unanswerable frame unto the mind of God and Christ, and of our past miscarriages. If it be so, let us every day pray that God would keep this thing in the imagination of the thoughts of our hearts, not only of ourselves, but of one another. Observe the phrase of the Holy Ghost: when you come to the thoughts of the heart, you think you can go no farther. But saith David, I pray, O Lord, preserve this in the imagination of the thoughts of the heart of thy people. That is, in the first internal framing of our thoughts. There must be a frame acting and coining thoughts, if I may so say, continually in us to this purpose. But I recommend this to you, that if this be a truth, and we are convinced, it is our duty to labor to affect our hearts with a sense of the unanswerableness of our souls, and the frame of our minds unto the will of God and the holiness of Christ, who is coming to visit his churches. What manner of persons ought we to be? Not such as we have been. We should labor for a deep sense of this, and I hope it may not be unsuitable unto you. For if any of us have any corruption, temptation, or disorder in our spirits and ways to conflict withal, in vain, believe me, shall we contend against it, unless we lay this foundation. I know one great means for the beginning and carrying on of this work, is by earnest crying unto God, by prayers and supplications, and humiliations. I am loath to issue it there. I have seen so many days of humiliation without reformation, that I dare not issue it there. We shall make use of them as God shall help us. I desire the church would do so, if they find in themselves a sense of duty, and a heart crying to God in sincerity and truth. I have now been very long, though very unprofitable, in the ministration of the word. And I have observed the beginning of churches, and wish I do not see the end of them in this their confidence of mere profession, and the observation of these duties of humiliation. God knows, I have thought often of this thing. And I say I dare not issue it there. Let us have as many as we have hearts for, and no more. And as many as shall end with reformation, but no more. But let us all begin among ourselves. And who knows but that God may give wisdom to this church? I am ready to faint, and give over, and to beg of the church they would think of some other person to conduct them in my room, without these disadvantages. The last day will discover I have nothing but a heart to lead you in the ways of God, to the enjoyment of God.